On today's Technobabble, troubleshooting techniques, upgrading production software.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, no problem. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/TNB for Technobabble. And you can leave your comment there under one of those shows. So, as I'm recording this, not long ago, Apple released their latest version of their OS called El Capitan. So, I've seen a lot of people, in fact, I've gotten some of these questions from people that as soon as it came out, they rushed and upgraded, and they ran into problems. So I thought that we would talk about that real quick. First off, anytime new software comes out or an upgrade, if everything's working fine, this is a potential area of problems. Just as things are upgraded, sometimes they inadvertently break things, how they work together. So, if you think of it kind of like as a sports analogy, if one of your players gets really a lot better, it could be that the rest of the team just doesn't know how to act because they're used to that person being okay. And now all of a sudden they're much better, so they don't really use everything at their disposal yet because they're just not used to it. Likewise, if the play was written for the average guy to only run at a certain speed, but he's gotten faster, then that might just mess up things. So it's certainly the case that even when things work well, they can sometimes cause problems. So my first piece of advice when it comes to upgrading production software is wait a little bit of time. Don't necessarily upgrade immediately unless there's something that, it turns out that this is a security patch and right now we've got a problem where everyone's system is getting hacked. That's different. But if it's something where you can wait a couple of days to listen to see how things are going, that's what I would do. So I would wait a couple of days. Next thing I would do is I would make sure I have a good backup. If something goes wrong, it's always good to know, no harm, I'll just undo what I did and then everything will be fine. So having a good backup is something that's really good. When it comes to pieces of software or even the OS, see how available older versions are. For some companies like, I can't think of a specific example, but for some companies, they keep a list of all their older versions. So if you've got a problem with the newer version, you can just download the older one, reinstall it, no problem. This has just occurred to me about a time where this happened to me. On Tuesday's shows, I do screencasts and I use Camtasia to do that. Well, Camtasia had an upgrade about a year ago that when I went to export, it would just sit there. Let it go for hours, no change whatsoever. Don't know what it was, whether it was my system. They said that they hadn't heard of this before, but I went back to the older version and it worked fine. Now, subsequently, they did a couple of new updates and that fixed the problem. So the fact that I could go back a version fixed the problem, and knowing where that is. Likewise, at my church, we don't ever upgrade to the latest version, the latest bug fixes, etc., of ProPresenter right before a Sunday service. In fact, we keep the previous version kind of in an archive on another computer in case we do the upgrade, it doesn't work, or it breaks one of the things we need, or maybe we were using an undocumented feature and the undocumented feature went away, anything like that. So it's worth having a previous version. We just keep one ready to go should an upgrade cause a problem. Another thing I want you to consider is don't upgrade right before something mission critical. So this is for church. Right before the weekend service, don't upgrade. Much better to upgrade, say, on a Monday when you've got several days to sort it out. Don't upgrade when you have a couple of hours. Upgrade when you have days. It's always better to give yourself more leeway. One of the things that I'm doing is, as I'm recording this, I have not upgraded to the latest version of OS X. I'm a little concerned that I might have a problem with ProPresenter, I might have a problem with Photoshop, I might have a problem with Camtasia. These are all things that I use on a daily basis. So what I'm doing instead is I'm pre-recording about a month's worth of content, and that way I can have it ready to go. And as I upgrade, if I need to roll back, I've got a few days. In fact, if it takes me a week, no problem. I've got a few days to do that. I could go as long as 3 weeks without too many problems. So that's something else for you to consider, to plan enough time that you can fix whatever breaks in the update. Finally, I want you to consider not putting off an update indefinitely. So this is kind of the opposite of one of my other earlier points, because a lot of times updates have security updates. So I was in a discussion with someone on a church tech board, and he said, "Oh, I just never update my system. If it ain't broke, don't fix it." The problem, though, is with software, it is broken. All software is broken. The thing is, it's just not apparent how it's broken. So you might have a security flaw that initially, no big deal because no one knows about it. But over time, there are hackers that are pounding away on these things, and the software company realizes that there's a problem. And when they realize that there's a problem, they can fix the problem. But if you never upgrade, you're just leaving yourself wide open. There's a guy that I've interacted with quite a bit, and he said, "Well, once something quits being supported, it gets secure." Nope, it gets less secure. I'm sorry, but with closed source software, you really can't patch stuff like that. Now, if it was open source, by all means, you can make all the patches you want. But with closed source software, like Windows XP was very stable for a long time, but as it's not being supported, I think you have no choice but to upgrade. That's just the way that it is. Now, maybe you put off upgrading for a good long time, that's fine, but there comes a point where you just have to upgrade. So I hope that all those things are things that can help you. I hope that now you're thinking, okay, should I wait to upgrade? Maybe. Should I upgrade today? Maybe. Just answer those questions. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your church tech gift, along with a free subscription to my email newsletter. Also, I'd like to invite you to join me over at Church Tech U. That's churchtechu.com. And short for university, by the way, Church Tech U, Church Tech University, churchtechu.com, where I have all my content available all the time, including the stuff that's normally paid for, $100 courses, $10 books. All the stuff there is more than pays for the subscription, and I'd love for you to join me where we can have interactions. I can get to know you, and you can ask your questions one-on-one or to the community, because there are people there already. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.